七盏，因此，主自己要给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫以马内利，就是神与我们同在的意思。
Good morning, everybody. We'll be reading Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a son. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel.
以赛亚书9章6节，因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。
Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
以赛亚书9章7节，他的政权与平安必加增无穷，他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远。万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
Isaiah verse 7, chapter 9. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
弥迦书5章2节。伯利恒的以法他啊，你在犹在诸城中为小，将来必有一位从你那里出来，在以色列中为我做掌权的。他的根源从亘古，从太初就有。
Micah chapter 5, verse 2. But you, Bethlehem Ephratah, through you are small among the clans of Judah. Out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from ancient times.
我们要读的经文是马太福音第二章1到2节。当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒，有几个博士来到，从东方来到耶路撒冷，说：“那生下来做犹太之人之王的在哪里？我们在东方看见他的星，特来拜他。
”We're going to read Matthew's chapter 2, verse 2, 1 to 2. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him."
下来读的经文是马太福音第2章9节到11节。他们听见王的话就去了，在东方所看见的那星忽然在他面前同行，直行到小孩子的地方，就在上头停住了。
Today I'll be reading Matthew chapter 2, verses 9 to 11. After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw
他们看见那星，就大大欢喜。
When they saw the star, they were overjoyed.
进了房子，看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚，就俯伏拜那小孩子，揭开宝盒，拿黄金、乳香、末药为礼物献给他。
On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
路加福音第二章十至十四节。Book of Luke 2:10-14。那天使对他们说：“不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎于万民的，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。”
The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, Lord."
你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。
This will be a sign to you. You find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger.
忽然，有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说。
Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying,
在至高之处，荣耀归于神。在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
Glory to God in the highest, in the in on earth place peace to man on whom his favor rests.
谢谢大家。
谢谢大家哈，带着孩子们一起来宣告神的话。
Thank you all for the hymns and songs and declaration of the word of God.
当初在第一个圣诞节的时候，只有一位天使宣告这大喜的信息。今天我们有众多的天使哈一起来宣告。
Think back to the first day of Christmas, there was only one angel declaring the good news, but we have a crowd today.
愿属天的平安。在这个时候就临到在这里的每一个人每一个家庭。
May the peace from the heavenly realms rest on all of you.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Let's bow down in prayer.
天上的父，何等的喜乐，我们今天在这里哈，这样平安的借着诗歌借着宣读经文来庆祝主耶稣基督的降生。
How joyful it is, come over here to celebrate the birth of Lord Jesus Christ.
这是普天同庆的时候，我们加入教会的大家庭，跟普天下各地的教会、天上的天使天君一起聚集在上帝的施恩宝座面前，来庆祝、来赞美、来归荣耀给你。
Oh, this is a universal celebration, a celebration across the earth, and we can come together to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我们在这里同心的祷告，愿荣耀归给天上的神，愿平安归给地上神所喜悦的人。
As we are congregated, united in our prayers, we want to sing this praise. All glory be unto the highest, to our God in heaven, and peace rests.Those who has his favor.
愿你的平安随着那些出门在外的弟兄姐妹们，愿你的安慰临到此时此刻身体生病在家里的肢体，也愿你的同在显明在每一个孤单的心灵的里面。
May your peace go with your traveling mercies to those who are on the road, and bring comfort to those who are struggling with physical illness.And comfort those who are lonely in their hearts.
愿那些流浪在外的浪子，依然在追逐世界的失丧的灵魂，能够快快的听到你爱的呼唤，回到你的家中。
We ask also for this prayer, and all those who are still wandering outside will be called home.
愿你的荣耀今天就彰显在。我们的当中。
May your glory be revealed today in our midst.
谢谢你垂听我们同心合一的祷告。
Thank you for hearing our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们当中的小朋友哈去参加你们的主日学的课程，我们也借着这个机会，大家起立，跟你前后左右的弟兄姐妹互相问候一下，圣诞快乐。
Take the opportunity to greet one another, say Merry Christmas.
什么是圣诞节的记号呢？
What is the sign of Christmas?
当我们立起圣诞树，点燃圣诞的灯火的时候，我们知道，哦，圣诞的季节到了。
We set up the Christmas tree, light the Christmas lights, we know Christmas is coming.
当我们看到圣诞老人，看到在这个购物的地方有那个Salvation Army 在那摇铃，听到这些音乐、这些铃声的时候，我们知道圣诞节到了。
And when we see Santa Claus all over, run into those people working for Salvation Army with bells in their hands, we know the holiday is approaching.
当我们一家一家的聚在一起，哈，远方的家人又回到我们的当中，一起来庆祝，一起来互送礼物的时候，我们知道圣诞节到了。
When we are all coming back from various places and reunite with our families, we know Christmas is coming.
但这些都是又都不是圣诞节的记号。
Those are, but at the same time, are not the marks of Christmas.
这些都是我们今天啊生活在这里的时候，这个时代的时候所看到的。但是在第一个圣诞节的时候，这些的记号都不在的。
Those are the things that we have grown to be familiar with nowadays, but on the first day of, when Christ was born, those signs were not around at all.
当初的圣诞节只有一个记号。
There was only one mark, one sign on the first Christmas.
今天我们所看到这一切都是从那一个记号当中发展来的。
All we stand to witness today derive from that.Particular sign.
然而，真正的圣诞的记号呢，就是今天我们所读到的这段的经文。
The true sign, really, is derived from the scriptures we read today.
这不是人定的啊，这是上帝借着天使向世人宣告的唯一的圣诞的记号。
This is, of course, not ordained of man, but it's a sign.That the Lord God Himself declared.
你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。
This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.
这是天使在讲话，他对谁讲话呢？说你们是对在场的牧羊人讲话。
This is out of the lips of the angel speaking to nobody else but.The shepherds who are on the scene.
你们要看见这个记号，这个记号不难明白啊！你只要看见，你就知道这是一个很直观的、不需要人解释的一个记号。
You gotta see it. This is not difficult to understand. It's a physical phenomenon. When you see it, you know it.
这个记号是一个婴孩。
The sign is of a baby.
是从天而降的上帝的儿子成了一个婴孩的样式。
Coming down from heaven, actually the Son of God becoming a little baby.
包着布被放在马槽里，这就是神给我们的独一无二的明确的记号。
And this is none other, the only unique sign, which is the baby wrapped in cloths.And placed in a manger from God.
为什么它是独一无二明确的记号呢？因为没有第二个婴孩是这样出生的。
Why do we say this is unique? Because no other baby was born like this.
没有第二个婴孩出生的时候是没有父母预备好的小床放在舒适的安稳的小床里的降生的方式。
Nobody else was born this way without fully prepared a baby crib by their parents.
没有另外一个孩子降生的时候，没有亲人前来庆祝，而只是一些陌生的牧羊人和远方来的这些的东方来的人来庆祝这个孩子的降生。
No other baby was ever born like this without relatives and friends to celebrate his birth. But what we have here is strangers surrounding a baby and visitors from afar.
没有另外第二个婴孩他降生的时候，没有医生在场，接生的护士帮助他降生，而是妈妈亲自用一块布把它包裹起来，放在那个马槽里。
Also, it was true there was no midwife or any nurse being around at the birth of the baby, or the mother rubbing her mouth.
那一段时间可能很多的婴孩出生，但是天使告诉他们说，今天呢，就是在天使讲话的当天晚上降生的那个用布包着的婴孩，才是神给我们的那个记号。
There certainly could have been many other babies being born on that very night, but this is the only baby who is coming as a sign from God and born for us.
上帝借着天使给我们这个记号是这样的，如此的独一无二，以至于我们没有任何的含糊，知道说这才是神给我们的那个记号。
This is from the angel, so that we would know this is the only unique.Sign from above.
在世界各地可能同时有其他的婴儿出生，但是在那一天晚上，只有在那座城里，天使说是在大卫的城里降生的那个婴孩才是神给我们的记号。
And the location of his birth is also unique. You may have had many babies born in various locations across the world, but only that baby, as put it by the angel, would be born in that.Particular place.
大卫自己是出生在伯利恒啊，所以伯利恒又被称为大卫的城。主耶稣基督就是降生在伯利恒的那一个婴孩。
David himself was born in that city, and the city was called the city of David. And our Lord Jesus was also born in the city of Bethlehem.
这件事情不光是天使当天晚上告诉这个牧羊人的，早在五百年前。就已经借着圣经向世人预言了这件事情，告诉大家这位救主的降生是在哪里。
That wasn't the only time when on that night the angel declared the news. Actually, about 500 years prior to the birth of Christ, the prophet was declaring the same.
在旧约的先知弥迦书里面就已经预告了我们说，伯利恒以法他，你在犹大诸城中为小。将来必有一位从你那里出来，在以色列中为我做掌权的，他的根源从亘古，从太初就有。
This is from the Old Testament prophet Micah, in the book of Micah. We have the following: But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you're small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me.One who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times.
在这个世界上，谁的根源是从亘古、从太初就有？除了神自己之外，没有第二个。
Who can claim this that his origins are of old, from ancient times, but God Himself?
但这位从亘古、从太初、时间还在没有创造之前就有的那一位神。竟然成了在以色列人的国度当中成为掌权的那一位，这就是指着道成肉身的主耶稣基督所讲的。
But this one, existed prior to the creation of time, was none other than our Lord Jesus Christ, who would be the ruler of all.
借着神给我们这个独一无二的记号，让我们毫不含糊的能够认出那个两千多年前。降生在伯利恒马棚马槽里的那个婴孩，就是上帝赐给我们的基督，赐给我们的救主。
Through this unique sign, this is unmistakable. We can see this is the Savior, Jesus Christ, that God promised to give us.
这个记号呢，还有个特点，它是从天上来的记号。
The sign also is unique in another way. It is from heaven.
天上的上帝借着天上差派下来的天使向世人宣告的记号。
Through the angel he sent, God declared his plans.
今天我们 大家对不同的问题有不同的观点和看法，很重要的原因就是因为我们听不同的新闻的频道。
We may have different opinions or hold different attitudes. That's because we tune in to different frequencies, different stations, news stations.
只听 CNN 报道的和只听 Fox 报道新闻的，他们的观点一定是不一样的。
If you are only isolated, for example, as to the news put out by CNN, or for that matter, Fox, you will end up with different opinions.
大外宣的观点和反贼的观点常常是彼此对立的。
National propaganda would be very different from those bunch who are rebellious.
不同的人带着各种各样的称号，有的被称为某某专家，有的称为某某教授、某某学者。他们都用这些的称号呢，来增加他们自己观点的可信度。
You may have different titles or different names or nomenclatures. You can claim to be an expert in this field and that, and there is such a variety.
然而，当天使开始讲话的时候 ，we better listen to it. 我们要仔细的去倾听。
When an angel opens up, you better tune in and give your full attention.
因为这不是某某专家、某某学者、某某教授的观点，这是一位无所不知、无所不在上帝要让我们知道的一个信息。
Because it's not out of an expert, rather it's from Almighty God who wants us to know this message.
天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for the people, for all the people.
这是这个记号的第三个特点。这个记号不光是给当时在场的人，而是给万国万民的人。
This is the third characteristic of this sign. It's not given to to a few, but to all the people and all nations.
天使报给牧羊人，但这个信息不仅仅是给牧羊人的。
The transmission of the message was done to the shepherds, but not for shepherds alone.
这个信息借着牧羊人又传开了，传给这个伯利恒当地的这些人当中。但这些信息不光光是给伯利恒当地的人。
And news went around through the mouths of the shepherds, but not only to the local people. And actually, it was for people beyond.
慢慢传开了，整个以色列犹太人都听到说有人在传这位救主，他们期待的等候了上千年的这位救主已经到来了。但这个信息不光光是给犹太人。
As news traveled and got disseminated across Judea and the entire Israel, they all knew, but the news was not limited to Israel alone.
从这个信息一开始传的时候，天使就明确地告诉大家，这个信息是给我们每一个人的。
From the inception of this message, it was designed to bless all people.
为什么耶稣基督的降生是给世上万国万民的每一个人都有关系，跟你跟我都有关系呢？
Why is this concerning you and me and every one of us regarding the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ?
因为世上每一个人从降生开始，我们在三件事情上我们都是一样的。
Because on three points at least, those who are born into this world share similarities.
第一件事情，世人都犯了罪。世人犯了罪。亏缺了上帝的荣耀，世上每一个人生为罪人。
Number one is that we're all born sinners, and we fell short of the glory of God.
第二件事情我们都一样的，罪一定带来一个结果，罪的工价乃是死。
We share the second characteristic, that is, sin leads to death. The wages of sin is death.
第三件事情。死后却有审判，这是人人都躲不过的。
And the third characteristic is also shared by all men. We cannot escape the judgment.
这是为什么耶稣基督的降生，耶稣基督的救赎，这个信息是关乎万民，是每一个有罪有死要面临审判的人要必须得到的一个救赎，否则就会落到上帝的审判当中。
And that is why the birth and salvation through by our Lord Jesus Christ concerns all of us who are faced with inevitables. Number one, sin. Number two, death. Number three, judgment.
感谢主啊，这里有一个好消息，这是为什么啊？天使要特地的出现来向这个世人来宣告这个关乎万民的大喜的消息，就是耶稣是基督，是救主啊，这个记号所代表的。
Thanks be unto the Lord. We have this great news. Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the Savior.
就是这个降生在马槽的伯利恒的婴孩，一步一点点的长大，一步一步的走向那个哥哥他，最后被钉死在十字架上。
As we will witness the birth, the growth, the maturity, and step by step, he was led toward the cross, Calvary.
我们今天好像信耶稣、信基督，好像大家听多了哈，这之间好像没有想到他们之间有什么分别。
We may feel that we get overloaded with the same message or believe in him. We might not want to give too much thought to it.
但当时的人如果听到说某某人是基督的话，那是不得了的一个消息。
But imagine back then when people heard aboutChrist, that was very different, would be a different reaction.
因为基督这个受膏者啊，早在这个旧约当中就一再一再的提醒大家，预言到说，这一位基督要来的话，只有他能够救赎人类。
Because Christ itself, meaning the anointed one, had been mentioned.And prophesied so many times in the Old Testament.
因为只有这位基督才能够配来承担世人的罪所带来的刑罚。
And he was the only Savior, and he was the only one who could take care of of the punishment.
只有这一位没有犯过罪的上帝的儿子，一个无辜的一个生命，才有资格来代替世上所有的罪人，来承担世人所有的罪。
And he was the only one who would be able to pay for our sins, and
只有他是人类的救主，能够有这个能力把人从罪恶、从死亡、从面临上帝审判当中救赎出来，得到永远的生命。
And he was the only one who could deliver us from our sin, from death, and from the impending judgment of God.
所以这个记号呢，因着这个记号，因着主耶稣基督这个生命以婴孩的方式来到世人当中，带来上帝天上的福气给人。
And our Lord came in the form of a baby, bringing down from heaven all of the heavenly blessings.
天使向牧羊人说：“不要惧怕，因为这是报给你们大喜的信息。”
The angel said to the shepherds, "Do not be afraid. This is a great news from heaven."
当天上的天军一起跟这个天使出现在天上唱诗歌的时候，赞美的时候，有讲到说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
And as the heavenly host sang praises, this is what we have. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid." And then they sang glory to God in the highest and on earth peace.
什么样的人才能得上帝的喜悦呢？
Peace to man on whom his favor rests.
什么样的人才能被称为神所喜悦的人呢？
Who can gain his favor? Who can be called blessed?
希伯来书告诉我们答案，说人非有信，人如果没有信心来接受耶稣基督这个婴孩神给我们的记号，接受耶稣基督做我们的救主的话，还不能称为神所喜悦的人。
We have it from the book of Hebrews, unless we believe, otherwise we are not going to be able to please God, thereby be named among those on whom the peace of God rests.
为什么这个消息被称为大喜的信息呢？
Why this is called a great news?
因为历世历代从亚当夏娃开始犯罪以后，人们所期盼的那个救赎就是借着耶稣基督而成就的，盼着盼着盼着，几千年过去了，终于到来了，所以这个消息被称为大喜的信息。
Ever since the day of the fall of Adam and Eve, people have been generation after generation entertaining the same hope and kept hoping for deliverance. This is great news that we have.
女人的后裔终于出生了。
The seed from a woman was finally born.
那个要打败魔鬼的头，击碎魔鬼的那位女人的后裔终于降生了。
The one out of a woman who was going to crush the head of Satan was finally born.
我们常常是按照我们的父亲来算的哈，我们不会被称为女人的后裔。
We all trace our family genealogy through the line of our fathers. We're not going to call children of a woman.
但是早在创世纪第三章，人刚刚犯罪的时候，上帝就预言有一位被称为叫做女人的后裔的要降生。
But at the time of the first sin.And then in chapter 3 of the book of Genesis, we were called children of the woman.
到以赛亚书特别告诉我们说，神要给我们记号就是童女怀孕生子。
And the book of Isaiah gives us this, that a virgin will give birth.
周围的人可能很不清楚，但是耶稣的母亲玛利亚很清楚，因为她还没有嫁娶的时候，还没有嫁给她订婚的未婚夫的时候，她就已经怀孕了。
And nobody else really understood it except for Mary, who knew she was going to be married to Joseph, to whom she had been betrothed.
可能别的人不清楚，但是耶稣地上的父亲约瑟很清楚。
Nobody else would have known, but Joseph, in a way, who is Jesus' foster father, knew.
因为当他还没有正式的迎娶玛利亚过门之前，他就发觉玛利亚已经怀孕了。
Because he discovered her pregnancy prior to his marrying her.
所以当初这个约瑟本来想暗暗地解除这个婚约，因为知道这个孩子不是他的。
Because at the time Joseph, knowing that this is a pregnancy was not of him, he's doing, he wanted to put her away in secret.
但天使分别向约瑟和玛利亚显现，告诉他们说，这一位就是借着童女所降生的，被称为女人的后裔的，就是那位基督要借着你们这个家庭出生来到世上。
But the angel declaring separately and respectively to both Joseph and Mary about the good news who is going to be born the Savior of all.
这是被称为大喜的信息的原因，那位期待期待亚伯拉罕的后裔终于降生了，大卫的子孙终于来到世上。
So this is the reason for this great joy in this message that the children of Abraham and the seed of David finally was born.
那位逾越节的羔羊，代罪的羔羊终于来到世上。
And the scapegoat, sacrificial lamb for the Passover finally came.
这些犹太人过去1500年中，每一次犯罪的时候都要献一只羔羊，献这个牲畜，用他们的血暂时遮盖他们，就是在等候、等候、等候那一位最终的上帝的羔羊的来到。终于这一天到来了，所以他被称为大喜的信息。
There had been a total of over 1500 years during which the Israelites used the sacrificial.Lamb sacrificial animals, their blood cover only temporarily the sin of the people. So they had longing to see the final deliverance, and here you have the Savior.
借着他的降生，荣耀彰显在天上。
And through his birth, glories were displayed in the heavenly realm.
借着他的降生，平安带到世上。
And through his birth, peace.Was brought on earth.
这是上帝给我们的记号。
And this is a sign from our God.
是不会搞错的，因为它是独一无二的。
This is unmistakably unique.
它是从天上神亲自给我们的记号。
It is a sign that God gave us from heaven above.
仔细去看哦，仔细去听哦，因为这个记号是跟每一个人都相关的记号。
So, watch closely and give your full attention. This is a sign for everyone.
接着这个记号宣告了福音的信息，就是这位就是主基督，就是我们的救主。
This is the blessing of the gospel, and He is our Savior, our Lord Jesus.
因着我们的相信啊，这个记号可以带给你、带给我、带给每一个相信的人以上帝的祝福。
Through faith in Lord Jesus Christ, blessing will come upon everyone.
所以这就是哈、啊，神给我们这个记号，马槽里的婴孩耶稣。就是基督，就是神的儿子，是人类的救主。只有信耶稣的人，才能成为神所喜悦的人。
So、the baby in the manger is none other than Jesus. He is the Christ, the Son of God, and Savior of mankind. Only those who believe in Jesus can become people who are pleased, who God is pleased with.
多少人看过这张绘画？
How many of you have seen this painting?
没有人看过吗
？No one.
如果你们去这个圣经博物馆哈，你注意哈，在那个拿撒伦那个展厅里面啊，一进去正对着的，就是这幅画。这幅画是蛮有名的啊。
If you walk in at the Bible Museum, which chamber I forgot, but you'll be greeted with this painting.Right away.
这幅画画的内容呢，是一场战争的场面。
This displays a battle.
发生在公元前333年，在今天的土耳其这个伊苏斯这个地方。
Dated back to 331 BC, and the place is around Isus, current day Turkey.
那这幅画所画的就是在希腊帝国兴起的过程当中，它不断的在向外扩张，扩张的时候与波斯帝国发生了冲突。
This really captures the conflict between the rising Greek power over the Persian power at the time.
所以当这场很关键的战役发生在伊苏斯这个地方以后。整个世界的格局和版图就发生了重大的改变。
And this marked a decisive battle in the city of Issus. Thereafter, the whole power structure of the entire world got switched.
那这幅画受了很大的损失，但是主要的两个人物呢，画的还很清楚，留在这里。
You see obvious damages to the painting, but two main characters being portrayed here.Still came into view.
这个比较老的哈，这个带领一方的，这是波斯王啊，大流士三世。
Oh, the one looking a little older is Darius the Third, leading the charge of the Persian army.
在希腊帝国兴起之前，波斯帝国是横跨亚非欧哈这三大这个州的一个很巨大的一个帝国。
Before the rise of the Grecian power, we had Persia actually controlling as an empire the continents of Europe, Asia, and Africa.
大流士三世呢被称为这个伟大的君王。
And Darius the Third was called the great king.
甚至有人称他做万王之王。
Oh, even to the point that some people named him the king of all kings.
那这个年轻的就是希腊帝国带领希腊帝国兴起的亚历山大大帝。
The younger looking one is the King Alexander. King
当时亚历山大只有23岁。
At the time, Alexander was a mere 23 old.Young man.
但是他征战非常的勇敢，而且他有 非常非凡的这个军事的才能。
He fought bravely and he was loaded with military gifts.
他只带领这个少于希腊少于波斯帝国的军队一半的人数打败了波斯帝国。
He led his armies, which was only half of the size of the Persian army. He led them to victory.
在战场上，这个波斯王啊，看到希腊人那种勇敢，看到这个亚历山大大帝那种不怕死的那种劲头，他自己害怕了，所以他先逃走了。
Darius the Third got chicken out when at the sight.Of the bravery of this young Alexander and he's a strong man.
所以当这个波斯王一跑的时候，整个波斯这个军队就垮台了。
And Darius,
就被击溃。
And Darius, the third chicken out, he fled the battlefield, and at his fleeing, his army collapsed.
所以这场伊修斯战役之后。希腊帝国就开始兴起，波斯帝国就像走向衰退。
After the Issus battle, we witnessed the fall of the Persian Empire. At the same time, the rise of the Grecian Empire.
而且在后面紧接着十年当中，亚历山大大帝就带领着这个希腊的军队横扫欧亚非三洲，建立起希腊帝国。
Thereafter, we see what happened with Alexander having a clean sweep over the three continents, Europe, Asia, and Africa, to victory.
所以亚历山大大帝成了很多人的青春的偶像。
For the next 10 years, he did the campaign, thereby becoming an idol.In the eyes of the
他成了一个记号，成为世人追求成功的一个记号。
He became sort of a sign of success for the world.
亚历山大大帝不光是在政治、在军事上有才能，他还在许多其他的方面都有非常非凡的成就。
Not only Alexander was gifted in the areas of military campaigns, he was rather accomplished in other areas.
其中一个就是借着亚历山大大帝他征服各个地方呢，带来希腊文化的非常广泛的传播。
With Alexander's conquer of those places, he brought in the cultural influences.
大家还记得，当耶稣基督降生那个时代，是罗马帝国统治世界的。
Remember, during the time of the birth of Jesus.It was the Romans who controlled the world.
但是罗马帝国讲的语言是什么
？What language did they speak?
是希腊文。
They were speaking Greek.
所以那是希腊帝国之后几百年的时间里面，希腊文化的那个文明还在影响着世界，大部分的人还在用希腊语在沟通，所以这都是从亚历山大大帝带来的文化的影响。
The time was already a couple of hundred years after the conquest by Alexander, but its influence in terms of language, we can see, continued.
亚历山大也是非常有学问的一个人。
Alexander was a man of great learning.
他是希腊哲学家亚里士多德的学生。
He was a student of the Greek philosopher Aristotle.
而且在他这个征服各地的过程当中，他把收集各地这个资料、地理的情况，绘制了很多当时非常先进的地图。
As he was conducting military campaigns from place to place, he at the same time garnered a lot of information that became data for his map.
所以在亚历山大的身上给予知识、权力、富有等等，所有的好像这个世人所羡慕的东西都集中在这一个人的身上，所以他成了一种的标记，成为了一种的记号。
He became a symbol of intelligence, knowledge, wealth, and power. So he became a symbol of success for people around.
今天世人所羡慕的， 我们希望我们儿女所取到的成就好像都在亚历山大的身上可以找到。
Well, probably what we hope for our children, what we admire, can be discovered in this man, Alexander.
然而相比之下，在耶稣基督的身上呢，却是另外一种的记号。
By comparison, in Jesus Christ, we have a completely different sign.
当耶稣基督降生的时候，伴随他的不是高头大马，不是武力的征服，而是象征着谦卑温顺的羔羊。
When our Lord Jesus was born, he was not accompanied by a cavalry, by stallions, by conquests, and battle victories.
他不像亚历山大那样用武力刀剑去征服世界，而是用爱。以饶恕去征服人的心。
Unlike Alexander, who conquered the world with sword and mighty power, Jesus, our Lord, conquered with his love.
他们两个都是33岁死的啊，但是耶稣一生没有带过一兵一卒。然而在历史上，有最多的人为了耶稣的信仰而赴汤蹈火。
Both of them, Alexander and Jesus, died at the age of 33. But look at our Lord Jesus, who led not a single soldier and not a single charge to win the world, but a lot of people gave themselves up for Jesus.
主耶稣基督降生，他没有好像有意的推动任何一种文化的传播。然而，因着他的降生，福音的传播。带来整个世界历史被改写。
There was no such design for cultural dissemination with the birth of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督没有上过一天学。
He didn't have a single day of schooling.
因为他不需要。
He didn't need it.
因为世界上所有的专家、学者、教授们所研究的东西都是他所创造的。
All of the subjects of the studies and research, and a lifelong devotions by experts, all of that derived from our Lord Jesus, who created everything.
他在地上的时候没有带领一国去攻打另外一国。
He never led any country against any other.
因为他不是一国一民的君王，而是普天之下所有人的救主。
Because he was not a king of one nation, one tribe. He was the Lord, Savior of all.
有一年在过圣诞节的时候，这个拿破仑听到远方教堂里面敲响的圣诞的钟声，他就讲了一段话。
One year, during the Christmas time, Emperor Napoleon heard the sounding of the bell from a distance.
拿破仑说：“亚历山大大帝。”凯撒大帝和我，这些都是曾经不可一世的君王，征服了世间很大的土地。
And he, Napoleon said, Alexander and Kaiser, and I, we are all, mighty conquerors.
但是我们这些帝国啊，都会过去的。
But the empires we establish will disappear.
唯有耶稣基督所建立的国度和他的名声，却是在与日俱增，永远不会过去。
But only the kingdom and his fame, meaning fame kingdom of Jesus, will never cease but increase.
这位一生取得巨大成就的33岁就死的亚历山大，当他死的时候，让人造了一口特别的棺材。
Alexander, at his death at the age of 33, had ordered the making of his special coffin.
在棺材的两边挖了两个洞。
And he had his coffins made two holes on either side, each on one side of the coffin.
嘱咐他手下的人一定要把他死后两个双手要伸出棺材来，让世人来观看。
Giving a command to his soldiers that he will extend his hands through each of the holes for a display to the world.
作为征服世界、拥有这么庞大帝国的君王，我亚历山大走的时候也是两手空空，什么也不能带走，就要离开这个世界。
Meaning as he is making his exit of the world, he didn't take anything, so they will be able to see his empty, his departure empty-handed.
主耶稣基督过世的时候，两只手也是张开的，空空的。
Look at the way of the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. He died with his hands spread out.
当主耶稣基督被钉死在十字架上，不仅是两手空空，而且在世人看起来那是最失败的时候。
As he was being spread out, nailed to the cross, the world, people of the world would look at it as a failure.
他用心栽培的那些门徒都跑掉了。
Because the disciples he had been teaching all fled the scene.
他自己孤孤单单的，双手被钉子钉在十字架上。
He was left alone with his hands nailed to the cross.
然而就在这个时候，耶稣基督宣告了一句话，就是说成功了，成了。
Yet at that moment, after when he was deserted, he declared, "It is." Finished.
因为就是在世人看起来他是最软弱、最无能的时候，彰显了他救赎全人类的那个大能。
He may appear to be the weakest in the eyes of man, but he is declaring to the whole world he is the one, he is the savior.
就是在世人看起来他在完全失败、自己都丧命的时候，他就用了他自己的命代替了世上所有人的命。
He is substituting his life for the lives of the world at the moment as if he appeared to be the weakest to the world.
那位女人的后裔已经击败了魔鬼、黑暗、权势的那个辖制。
Look at the seed of a woman who totally crushed the bondage.Of the world.
三天以后从死里复活，向世人显明他就是那个掌管生命也掌管生死的上帝的儿子，世人的救主。
On the third day, he was raised from the dead, showing that he was actually the savior of mankind.
在教会的历史上有一个传统。
It's a tradition, a church tradition.
每年在圣诞节之前的四个星期。我们就开始在教会当中点蜡烛。
Before four weeks prior to Christmas, we start lighting the candles.
有些教会前面哈，四周之前就开始摆着一个绿色的环，然后上面插着五根蜡烛。
Some churches will have this decoration right in front of platform. They will have. A sort of a green wreath made of green leaves with four candles. Five candles on it.
在这个四周之前的主日点燃第一根紫色的蜡烛。
And they will light the first candle, which is purple, four weeks before the Christmas.
第一根蜡烛代表的是盼望和信心。
The first candle stands for Hope and faith.
期待那个救主的降生的时候，是带着信心在那里等候，在那里期待等候，点燃第一根蜡烛。
Hoping in faith for the advent and for the birth of Jesus Christ as they light the first candle.
接下来这个主日，第二个主日的时候，点燃第二根紫色的蜡烛。这根蜡烛代表的是平安。
The second week, second.Sunday marks the lighting of the second purple candle, signifying peace.
当这个世界充满战争、争斗、彼此之间的不和、家庭的破裂等等，人与人之间破裂的关系的时候，唯一能够带给世人的平安、国与国之间、人与人之间的平安的，只有这位降生在马槽里面的婴孩，被称为和平之君的那一位。
Look at the world steeped in wars, warring parties, and dissensions. It is only our Lord Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, who would be able to bless the world as such.
到了第三周的时候要点燃第三根蜡烛哈，前面两根都点着哈，再点燃第三根，这个亮度是不断在增加的哈。第三根蜡烛所代表的意义是喜乐。
The third candle to be lit on the third Sunday stands for joy.
越来越靠近了哈，越来越充满天上的喜乐，在那里期待等候平安与喜乐从神那里降来。
As we progress and we get nearer and getting nearer and nearer to the actual holiday, we are filled with peace and joy.
第四个主日啊，就是圣诞节之前的这个主日呢，要点燃第四根粉红色的蜡烛，代表着上帝的慈爱。
The fourth Sunday will welcome the lighting of the fourth candle, which is pinkish, and that stands.
Love,
for the love of God.
那最后呢，往往是最大的一支蜡烛是白色的哈。当这支蜡烛点燃，通常是在圣诞夜或者是圣诞节当天点燃的时候，就代表着耶稣基督降生了。
And the Advent will wrap up with the lighting of the fifth candle, which normally would be the largest candle, and the color is white.
当我们这样去做的时候，不断提醒我们，耶稣基督的降生把光带进了黑暗的世界。
As we do this repeatedly, we remind ourselves it is Jesus who brings peace into this world.
我们这些是凭着信心的人，跟着他不断的怎么样，出黑暗入光明。
We as believers by faith, we continuously experience.Getting out of darkness into His wonderful light.
今天我们每个人手里都有一支白色的蜡烛。
We all are armed with one white candle today.
让我们一起借着点燃这根蜡烛，来纪念主耶稣基督的降生。
By the lighting of this candle, we remember the birth of our Lord Jesus.
借着点燃这根蜡烛来向世界来发光。
Through the lighting of this candle, we are going to be a light to the world.
借着一同点燃蜡烛，一起来传播这个大喜的信息。
As we light the candle, we spread this great news.
也借着点燃这一根蜡烛，一同的来经历上帝所应许的平安归给地上所喜悦的人。
And as we do it, we also we would signify peace on earth will rest on those on those God favor rests.
所以一会儿我跟李弟兄会先点燃两根蜡烛之后呢，我们会走下来帮大家，大家也彼此的帮忙哈，点燃彼此的蜡烛。
In a little while, I'm going to light mine and Greg's candle, and all of you will.Start lighting the candle.
你们已经点燃了。哦，哇，有人已经早有预备了。好，那就请大家帮忙哈，帮右边的也点燃。